B'siyata d'shmaya, Megillah daf Dalet. We're going to start the last two words of daf Gimel Amud Beis. V'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Lod v'ono v'geach haroshim, mukofo yischoimom yemois Yeshua ben Nun hava. We have knowledge that these places called Lod, Ono, and Geach haroshim, they had walls from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Asks the Gemara, v'hani Yeshua ben Ninu? Could it possibly be that Yeshua built these places? V'ha'el pal baninu. We know that these places were built by somebody called El Pa'al, a descendant of Binyamin, who lived many generations after Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Dechsiv, as it says in the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Ubnei El Pa'al, Eiver Umishom Voshemer, who, this El Pa'al, Bono Es Ono Ves Lud Ubnei Seo, built the places of Ono and Lud and their surroundings. So the Gemara responds, Ulatameich, and according to you, that you assume that El Pa'al, he built these places, is that true? Also Beninhu, we have proof that it was the king called Osa that lived even later, that he built these places. Tichsiv, as it says in another pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Vayiven, that this Asa, he built Ore Metzura B'Yehuda, the walled towns and cities in the Ore Yehuda, he was the one that built them. So now it seems that we have contradicting psukim as to who built these walled cities in the Ore Binyamin. Omer Belozo, Sedra Belozo, Hanu Mukofo Yischoimo Mimois Yeshua Binun Hava. These cities existed and had walls round them from the time of Yeshua bin Choruv Bimei Pilegesh Begiva. When Yisrael were at war with Binyamin at the time of the Pilegesh Begiva, then these cities became destroyed. Va'osa El Pa'al, and later El Pa'al came Baninu, and he rebuilt them. Hador Inpul, then they fell down again, they got destroyed again. Va'osa Asa Shaptinu, and then Asa came and re-renovated these towns and their walls, and then everything comes to place. As the Gemara, Daikanami, I even have proof to this from the Pasuk that Asa did not actually build these places and their walls, he just renovated them. Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayemeli Yehuda, Nivne es ha'orim ha'ile, Asa said, let's build these cities. Mechlal, we can assume from there, De'orim havo me'ikora, these cities already existed and they just had to be rebuilt. Shma Mino, and this is proof that Asa just re-renovated these places. Continues the Gemara with another memra from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Va'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayovis b'mikra Megillah. Even though we know there's a rule in the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Choftes Amud Aleph that Noshim are potter from any mitzvah that's bound by time, a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, and Megillah that must be read on a specific day and time, the 14th or 15th of Adar, it would seem that Noshim should be potter. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says they are chayev to hear the Megillah. She'afein hoyu bo'isa nes. Since the Megillah is there to commemorate over the Ness, and the ladies were no less part of the Ness than all of us, therefore they also have to read the Megillah. The Rashbam in Psachim Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis adds that not only were the ladies saved together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, but they had an integral part of the Ness itself. We know that the Ness was brought to being via Esther Hamalka. Continues the Gemara, another memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Va'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Purim Shechol Yais B'Shabbos, if Purim falls on Shabbos, and we do not read the Megillah on Shabbos as we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Shoyalin V'Dorishin B'Inyonu Shel Yom. The Rav, the Chacham, should give a drasha on that Shabbos, speaking about Inyonu Shel Yom, about the Ness of Purim. Asks the Gemara, Ma'iria Purim, in what way is Purim unique in this aspect? Afili Yomtiv Nami, every Yomtiv, there's a halacha that on the day of Yontov one should speak about the Yontov. D'tanya, as it says in the Braisa, Moshe tikin lem liYisrael shehiu shoyalim v'dorishim b'inyonu shel yom. Moshe Rabbeinu made a takona that on Yontov one should speak about the inyonim of that day. Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag b'Chag. The halachas of Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos on their respective yomim tovim. Answers the Gemara, it's true that every Yontov has this. Purim is shichalei. There's a special chiddush with Purim. Ma'od atei ma'ayv thought. Nigzoyer mishum derova, that that we should not allow the people to talk about the Inyanim of Purim on Shabbos because of the Gzeira of Rava. We're going to see on Daf Daled Amud Beis that Rava explained that the reason that one is not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos is because we have a fear that somebody is going to take the Megillah into a Shus HaRabim, where it's also to carry on Shabbos, and take it to the Rav to ask a Shaila. So maybe we should not be discussing or mentioning the Halachas of Purim at all in fear that somebody is going to be Mechal Shabbos. Komash Malon, that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was being Mechadish, that even though we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos for fear of Chil Shabbos, but a drosha on the Inyanim of Purim is definitely required. Now the Gemara is going to continue with another member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chayev odom likreis es ha-megillah balaylo v'neshnoiso bayoim. A person is mechuyev to read the Megillah in the night, as we do after Ma'ariv, and again in the morning after Shachris. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, it's actually a Pasuk in Tehillim, which we say on Purim, Elikai ekro yoimom, that when Klal Yisrael were in Tzoros, then they davened to Hashem in the day and in the night, and in order to remember the Nes, we read the Megillah in the night and in the day. Sovor Mine, the Bnei Yeshiva who heard what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, they thought that Lishnoiso doesn't mean reading the Megillah. They thought it means learning Maseches Megillah. Sovor mino lemikre balaylo, to read the Megillah in the night, ulemisno masnisin dido biyemoma, and to learn the Mishnayos, the Masechta of Megillah, in the day. Omalu Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to the Bnei Yeshiva, ledidi mefarsheli mineid Rabbi Chiya ba'aba, I was mekabel b'maseira from Rabbi Chiya ba'aba, that the intention here is not to learn the Mishnayos of Megillah by day, rather to hear the Megillah a second time. And the word l'shanoiso means to repeat it a second time. Kegoin de'omri inchi, like people are commonly express themselves and say, e'evoir parasha sado v'esne, which means I will finish this parasha and then I will read it again. And that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant, read the Megillah by night, and then again in the day. Itmar Nami, the same halacha that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, was also said in the Beis HaMedrash from another Amira. Omer Reb Chelboi, Omer Ulo Biro. Reb Chelboi said in the name of Ulo that lived in a place called Biri, Chayev Odom Likreis Es HaMegillah Balaylo V'Lishnoiso Bayoim. A person is mechuyev to hear the Megillah in the night and again in the day. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, and he brings a different Pasuk, Leman yizamercha kovoid velo yidoim, Hashem eleikai le'olam oideko. Which means, Leman yizamercha kovoid, I'm going to sing your praise with the Megillah, velo yidoim, and I'm not going to remain silent, which is coming to teach us that the Megillah is actually read twice. Continues the Gemara now with a new sugya. We saw in the Mishnah that the little villagers, the Kfarim, they read the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before the 14th of Adar. Elo shakfarim magdimin l'yom haknisa. Omer Reb Chanina, said Reb Chanina, Chachomim hekelu al hakfarim l'yom magdimin l'yom haknisa. The reason that the Chachomim allowed the people in the villages to be makdim and read the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday, in order that they should be available on the real Purim day, on the 14th, in order to bring food from the villages to the bigger cities. So asks the Gemara, Lememra de Tekanta de Krochin Hava. If it's true that the reason that they allowed the villagers to read earlier is in order that they should be available on the 14th to supply the needs of the towns, in the event that Purim itself, the 14th of Adar, is on a Monday or Thursday, we do not let the villagers read the Monday or Thursday prior to that. If you want the villagers to be available to supply the bigger cities on Purim, why do we not let them read the Monday or Thursday before the 14th, even in the event that the 14th is on a Monday or Thursday, in order that they should be available to supply the needs of the big cities on the 14th? Vim Isa likad muriyei maknisa. If the logic you said before, that it's in order to be able to provide the big cities, is correct, they should be makdim to the Yom HaKnisa. Answers the Gemara, we have a problem. Havalu Asara. In the event that the 14th of Adar is a Monday, and you're going to let the villagers read the Megillah on the Thursday before, it's going to be on the 10th of Adar. Vasara lo tiknu rabbonon, like we saw in the sugya before on Daf Beis, that there's no possibility of reading the Megillah before the 11th. Now the Gemara is going to ask another kasha on Reb Chanina. Chol liyos b'chamishi. Okay, so if the 14th is a Monday, you can't pull it back to Thursday. But if Purim is on a Thursday. Kfarim Bayoris Gedolis Kfarim Bayim. The Mishnah says that even the small villages, they read the Megillah on the Thursday. Vim Isa, if it's true that you're trying to help the cities by making the villages available on the 14th, Likadmu Liyem Aknisa. Why do the villages not read the Megillah on the Monday before the Thursday? Da'achad Osaru, which will be the 11th of Adar, and the 11th of Adar is a day that the Megillah can be read. If Purim would fall on a Sunday, and Magdim Aliyem HaKnisa to the Thursday, it's the 11th of Adar. Answers the Gemara, Miyem HaKnisa Aliyem HaKnisa Loidachina. We do not push the reading of the Megillah from one Yom HaKnisa to a previous Yom HaKnisa. The Meiri explains that for the sake of uniformity, in the same way as we do not push the Megillah from Monday to the previous Thursday, we also don't push from Thursday to the previous Monday. Taisus HaRash explains that on a Monday or Thursday that there's Kriya Satira, the weekly Kriya Satira, in any case, the villagers are not going to have time to be available, so we don't gain any. Continues the Gemara. Toshima, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Omar Reb Yehuda, says Reb Yehuda, Eimosai, when do the villagers be makdim liyem haknisa, b'mokim shenichnosim b'sheni u'b'chamishi. Only those villages that had the custom that when they had a din Torah, they would go into the cities and go to the Beis Din in the event that the Beis Din sit on Mondays and Thursdays. Aval mokim shenichnosim b'sheni u'b'chamishi, a place where the people of the villages do not go to the Beis Din, or there's no Beis Din available, b'sheni u'b'chamishi, ein kayinu yisraela b'zmano. Then those villages have to read the Megillah on Yud Dalet. Ask the Gemara, Visal Kudaitoch, Tekanta de Krochin, if the reason you allowed the villagers to read the Megillah earlier was in order that they should be available on the 14th. Mishum Dei Nichnosim Bashinu Bachamishi, just because they don't have a Beis Din to go into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays, Mafsadulu Likrochim, you're going to make the big cities lose by not allowing the villagers to read earlier. The Chachomim should say that the villagers can read on one of the days before Yud Dalet, or maybe on the Monday and Thursday before Yud Dalet, even if they don't have the custom to go to the Beis Din in the big cities. Answers the Gemara, Loi Tema. It's not true to say, Kadei Sheisapku Mayim Umozin, that the reason that we allowed the villagers to read earlier was just in order to be available for the big cities to bring them food. It's a reward for the fact that the villagers supply the big cities the whole year round with their food, and therefore we allowed them to listen to the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa at the same time that they're going into the big cities anyway for their Dinei Torah. But if they're not going into the Ir anyway for the Dinei Torah, they have nothing to gain by reading the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, and therefore they read the Megillah on the 14th. There are other ways of explaining this Gemara. We explained it according to Rashi. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that the Mishnah explained in detail who reads the Megillah on which day in the event that Yud Dalet falls on any day of the week. Ketzad, Chol liyos b'sheini b'shabbos, kforim b'yoris g'daylis k'rim b'y b'yoyim v'chulu. Asks the Gemara, Maishna reisha denokat sidura diyarcha, or Maishna seifa denokat sidura diyema. Why is it that at the introduction of the Mishnah said that the Megillah is read Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yudale Tezvav, which is the Seder of the days of the month of Adar. But when the Mishnah starts explaining itself, it starts with Chol Liyos B'Sheni and then goes to Shlishi and Ravi, which is the days of the week. It's true that even that is not completely accurate, because if it would be according to the Seder of the days of the week, it should really have started with Chol Liyos B'Rishen, which is at the end of the Mishnah. So the Mefarashim have a few explanations why the Mishnah started with Monday, but from there it went in order of the day of the week. Contrary to the beginning of the Mishnah that starts Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav, which is the order of the month. Answers the Gemara, Aidi de Mishap Chilei, Nokat Sidura de Yem. That it's true that the Mishnah in the Ketzad, when explaining, should have followed the theme of the Reisha, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, etc. But had the Mishnah done that, it would have got very confusing, because the Mishnah would have had to start with Chol Liyos B'Rishon, and then Chol Liyos B'Shabbos, and then Chol Liyos B'Erev Shabbos, and the Loimdim would have got confused. And therefore, at the beginning, it just gives the days of Adar, which it should really be that way, because that's the halacha, the Megillah can be read on any of these days of the month. And when explaining it, in order not to confuse people, it just shows a stable order going from the beginning of the week to the end. Continues the Gemara. Chol liyos be'erev Shabbos v'chulu. The Mishnah explained and detailed that if the Yud Daled Ador is on Erev Shabbos, then obviously the villages, the Kfarim, are maktim liyem haknisa, which is the day before Thursday. The Ayoris Gedoilois are going to read on Erev Shabbos because it's Yud Daled. And the Mukofis Chayma are going to read on Boi Bayoim, on Erev Shabbos. They're not maktim liyem haknisa. The Gemara is going to discuss that. The Gemara asks, Masnisin mani, according to which Tana is our Mishnah going to? That if Yud Daled is on Friday, then the Ayoris Kedoilis and the Mukofin Chayma read on the 14th, which is Friday. Answers the Gemara, E Rebbe, Rebbe Yosi. Either it's following the opinion of Rebbe, or it's following the opinion of Rebbe Yosi, as we're about to see who they are. Explains the Gemara, My Rebbe, where did we meet the opinion of Rebbe? Tanya, we saw in the Braisa, Chol liyos be'erev Shabbos, if Yud Daled Adar is on Erev Shabbos, Kforim, Va'ayoris Gedoilois, Makdimim liyem haknisa. Not only are the villages, the Kforim, Makdim liyem haknisa, but the Ayoris Gedoilois are also Makdim liyem haknisa. The Mukofin Chayma and the Mukofin Chayma that always read on the 15th, which in this case will be Shabbos, Koirim Bay Bayoim, they read on Erev Shabbos. On the 14th, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe argues and holds, Omer ani, I say, Lo yidochu ayorois mimakoimon. The ayorois kedoilis do not budge from Yud Daled, since Yud Daled is their day, when they're supposed to read the Megillah, and it's not Shabbos, it's Friday. They read on Friday. Elo elu va'elu. The big cities and the Mukof in Choyma, Koirin Boi Bayoim, they read on Yud Daled. So you see here that Rebbe holds that in the event that Yud Daled is on Friday, the big cities and the Mukof in Choyma read on Yud Daled. And this is the Rebbe that our Mishnah could be following. The Gemara now asks, My Tama de Tanakama. What is the reason that the Tanakama hold that the big cities read on the day before, on the Yom HaKnisa? Why can't they read on Erev Shabbos, on Yud Daled? Answers the Gemara, Dichsiv, since it says in the Pasuk, Bechol Shono V'shon, that Klal Yisrael keep Purim on these 2 days, 14th and 15th, every year. Ma Kol Shono V'shon, in the same way as every other year. Ayoris Koidmin le Mukofin, the big cities read a day before the Mukofin Chayma. Afkan, here too, when Shabbos is on the 15th, and the Mukofin have to bring it back and read it on Yud Daled, it must be that Ayoris Koidmois le Mukofin, the Ayoris have to read a day before, they read on the Thursday on Yud Gimel. Ve'ema asks the Gemara, maybe we can suggest that the words B'chol Shono V'Shono are there to teach us that Ma Kol Shono V'Shono Ein Nitchin Ayoris Mimekoimon, that we do not move the day that the big cities read the Megillah from the 14th, Afkan, so too, on a day where the Mukofin have to be Makdim, nonetheless, Lo Yitchu Ayoris Mimekoimon, the Ayoris stay with their date of Yud Daled, answers the Gemara, Shani Hocha, Deloy Efshar. In a year like this, that we have no choice but to move the day that the Mukofin Chayma read the Megillah, and since the Mukofin Chayma have to move one back, then we don't mind moving the Ayoris Gedoilois one back as well, and that way it stays uniform with all the other years that the big cities are a day before the Mukofin Chayma. And now the Gemara asks a question, the Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, who says that the Mukofin Chayma and the Ayoris Gedoilois read on Yud Daled on Erev Shabbos, My Tama, what's his source? Answers the Gemara, Bekol Shono V'Shono, since it says Bekol Shono V'Shono, Ma Kol Shono V'Shono Ein Ayoris Nitchin Mimekoimon, Afkan Lo Yitchu Ayoris Mimekoimon. Every year, the Ayoris Gedoilois read on the 14th, unless the 14th is on Shabbos. Here too, that the 14th is on Erev Shabbos, we don't move them from their place, and they read on the 14th. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rebbe. Va'ema, let's suggest that Bekol Shono V'Shono, that the words Bekol Shono V'Shono are coming to teach us that Ma Kol Shono V'Shono Ayoris Koidmis L'Mukofin, that the big cities read on the day before the Mukofin Chayma, Afkan, so too, on a year that Yud Daled is on Erev Shabbos, the Ayoris Gedoilois should be before the Mukofin Chayma. Afkan Nami Ayoris Koidmois L'Mukofin, answers the Gemara, Shani Hocha, this year is different. Delay Efshar. We have no choice. We have no reason to move the big cities, since Yud Dalet is on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, and it happens to be that the 15th is on Shabbos, and the Mukaf and Chaima have to move back. So on this particular year, we have no choice, and the big cities will not be reading a day before the Mukaf and Chaima. They'll both be reading on Erev Shabbos. And now the Gemara is moving on to Rabbi Yossi. We said before that our Mishnah could be Rebbe. We've now established Rebbe from the Braisa, and now we're going to find the Rabbi Yossi. My Rabbi Yossi. Who's this Rabbi Yossi? Where do we find Rabbi Yossi that holds the same way as the Tana of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa, Chol liyos be'erev Shabbos. If Yud Dalet is on Friday, then the Mukofin Chaima, v'kforim, and the villages, makdimim liyay maknisa. The Mukofin Chaima that cannot read on Tezvav, as they normally would, because it's Shabbos, they're not makdim to Friday, they're makdim to Thursday. Like the Kfarim. And the big cities that are not Mukofin Chaimom, Yemois Yeshua Binun, they read the Megillah on Yud Dalet. That's the Tanakam of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Rabbi Yossi holds, Ein Mukofin Koidmin Layoris. The Mukofin do not read before the Ayoris Gedoilois, Elo Eilu Ve'elu. The big cities and the Mukofin Chaimo, Kairim Boi Bayoim, they read on Yud Dalet, which is the same as it says in our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, Mai Tama de Tanakama, what's the reasoning for the Tanakama that move the Mukofin Chaimo to Thursday, even though the Ayoris Gedoilois read it on Friday? Dichsiv, since it says in the Pasuk, B'kol Shana V'Shana. There's got to be a similarity between all the years. Ma Kol Shana V'Shana. In the same way as all other years. Ayoris Barbo also. Ayoris read on the 14th. V'zmanu Shelzeh, Loizmanu Shelzeh. And the day that the Mukofin Chaima read the Megillah is not the day that the Ayoris Gedolis read the Megillah. Afkan, so too, in a year like this, Ayoris Barbo also. The big cities read on the 14th, that's their time. Uzmanu Shelzeh, Loizmanu Shelzeh, the Mukofin Chaima. They cannot read on the Friday, which is the 14th, because they never read it on the same day as the Ayoris Gedolis, and therefore they get pushed back to the Thursday. Ve'ema asks the Gemara, maybe we can suggest that B'chol Shana V'Shana, the similarity between the years is a bit different. Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, Ein Mukofin Koidmin La'Ayoris, in the same way as in every other year, the Mukofin are not before the Ayoris. Afkan, in a year where the 15th is on Shabbos, Ein Mukofin Koidmin La'Ayoris. The Mukofin should not read before the Ayoris, and they should read on the Friday on the same day as the Ayoris. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hocha Dolei Efshar. Since the Ayoris Kedoilis have to read on the 14th, there's no reason to move them. The Mukofin Chaima, we have to make them go earlier anyway. So if in any case we're going to move the Mukofin Chaima, it's better that we should have some uniformity with all the years that they should not be reading on the same day as the Ayoris Kedoilis. Ask the Gemara, my Talmud Rabbi Yossi, what source does Rabbi Yossi have who says that if Yud Dalet is an Erev Shabbos, that the Mukofin Chaima and the Ayoris read on the 14th? Answers the Gemara, B'kol Shana V'Shana, because it's uniform to all other years. Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, Ein Mukofin Koidmin La'Ayoris, in the same way as every other year, the Mukofin Chaima are not before the Ayoris. Afkan, Ein Mukofin Koidmin La'Ayoris. So too, in a year like this, we have to tell the Mukofin Chaima to read a day before the 15th, because the 15th is Shabbos, but they cannot read before the Ayoris Gedolis, so they read on the 14th, the same as the Ayoris Gedolis. The Va'ema asks the Gemara, B'kol Shana V'Shana, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, Zmanu Shelzeh, Loiz Manu Shelzeh, Afkan Zmanu Shelzeh, Loiz Manu Shelzeh. Why don't you say that it should stay uniform with every year that the Mukofin and the Ayoris Gedolis do not read on the same day? Answers the Gemara, Shani Ocha, Dolei Efshar. Since we can't move the Mukofin Chaima to read before the Ayoris Gedolis, in that aspect, Rabbi Yossi wants it to be uniform with all other years, and they can't read on their day the 15th because it's Shabbos, and we don't want to push the Ayoris Gedolis a day back, we have no choice but to allow the Mukofin Chaima to read on the 14th on the same day as the Ayoris Gedolis, and are uniform to all other years, in as much as that they do not read before the Ayoris Gedolis. Continues the Gemara. V'sova Rebbe Ayoris loydochinon leim haknisa. We just saw in the Braisa before that Rebbe holds that when Yud Dalet is on Friday, then the Ayoris Gedolis read on Friday, not on the Yom HaKnisa, on the Thursday, which is Yud Gimel. V'otanya, did we not learn in the Braisa as follows? Chol liyos b'Shabbos, when Yud Dalet falls on Shabbos, kforim makdimim leim haknisa. The kforim amaktim liyei maknisa, as they always do. Vayoreis gedoilois, and the big cities that cannot read on Shabbos, koirin be'erev Shabbos, they read on Erev Shabbos, which is Yud Gimel, umukofis chayma, and the Mukofis Chayma Lamochar, they read on Sunday, which is Tesvav, which is the day they're supposed to read. That's the Tanakama of Rebbe. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe holds, Oimer Ani, I hold, I maintain, Hoyl v'nitchu Ayoris m'mekoimon, since Ayoris Gedoilis cannot read on the 14th because it's Shabbos, Yitchu liyei maknisa, so they don't read on Friday, Yud Gimel, they read on Thursday, which is Yud Beis. So you see that Rebbe entertains the idea of Ayoris Gedoilis being pushed back to Yei maknisa. So why, if Yud Dalad is on Friday, do the Ayoris Gedoilis not read on Yud Gimel, on the Yom HaKnisa? The Marasha points out that this question, in truth, is on the Tana of our Mishnah as well. If you look in our Mishnah well, you'll see that the same contradiction we saw in Rebbe, we have in our Mishnah. Marasha explains why the Gemara chose to ask the question on Rebbe and not on the Mishnah. Either way, answers the Gemara, Hoche Hashda, I'll explain it to you. Hasam, in the case where 14th falls on Shabbos, Zman on Shabbos, their real day of 14 is on the Shabbos, V'hoil v'nitchu, since they have to move off the 14th because it's Shabbos, Yitchu, we push them back to the Yom HaKnisa, they should read together with the Kforim. V'hocha, but here that the 14th is a Friday, Zmanom Erev Shabbos. Since their day is 14th, and 14th is not Shabbos, there's no reason to push them back to the Yom HaKnisa. Continues the Gemara. Kaman Ozla Hodo Omar Rebchelboy Omar Rebhuna. Rebchelboy said in the name of Rebhuna the following halacha, and we want to know according to which Tana it goes. What was the halacha? Purim Shechol Liyois B'Shabbos. If the 14th was on Shabbos, Hakil Nitchim Liyei Maknisa. Everybody reads on the Thursday before. Ask the Gemara, Hakil Nitchim Sol Kedaitach. Can you possibly entertain the idea that everybody reads on the Thursday? The Mukafin Choyma, who always read on the 15th, they're going to read on Sunday, which is the 15th. Elo, kol hanitche, nitche liyei maknisa. Anybody who's not reading on the day that they're supposed to, which in this case is the 14th, they go back to the Yei Maknisa. Come on, who's this going to? Says the Gemara, Karebi. This is exactly the opinion of Rebbe, who says that if the Ayoris Gedoilis can't read on Yud Dalad, which is Shabbos, they move back to the Yom HaKnisa. Now one thing has been clear all along, that the Megillah cannot be read on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to discuss that now. Dekuli Alma, according to all the opinions we mentioned in the Gemara, Miho, it's clear that Megillah b'Shabbos lo korinon, we do not read the Megillah on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Mai Tama, why not? Omar Rabba, Rabba explains, Hakil chayovim b'kriyas ha-Megillah. Everybody is chayov to hear Megillah. And this happens to be true about Shofar as well. Ve'ein hakil b'kiyin b'mikra Megillah. Not everybody is proficient with all the halachas pertaining to reading the Megillah. Gzeira shemo yitleno b'yodiv yelech etel boki lilmoid. We are afraid that somebody is going to have a question on how to read the Megillah, how to make the brachis, and he's going to take his Megillah and he's going to go to the Rav to ask a question. And you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Most places in the world don't have an Eruv. And carrying on Shabbos is a very severe Issa. V'yavirenu arba amos b'Rishus HaRabim. He's going to carry 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, forgetting that it's Shabbos, and that's an Issa deraisa. And in order to avoid that, they made a gezera that forever after, Klal Yisrael would not read the Megillah on Shabbos. And Rabbah adds, V'hayinu taima, that's also the reason that the Gemara said in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, the shofar, blowing shofar, is not ever done on Shabbos. And if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, we do not blow the shofar. V'hayinu taima, that's also the reason that the Chachomim said in Masechah Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, the lulav, that we do not shake lulav on Shabbos, as discussed in the sugya there. And now the Gemara is going to bring another reason why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef says another reason. Mipnei she'eneim shelaniim nesuos b'mikra Megillah. The poor people are waiting eagerly for the day that they read the Megillah in order to receive their matonis levyonim. And if the Megillah is going to be read on Shabbos, they will not be able to get any matonis levyonim. You can't give tzedakah on Shabbos. And therefore they pushed off, they brought back the day of reading the Megillah in order that the Aniyim should be able to get their Matonis Levyonim. Tanya Nami Hochi, we found a Braisa saying the same thing, that Afal Pisha Omru, even though the Chachomim said that Kforim Makdimim L'yom HaKnisa, that the Kforim, the villagers, read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. However, Goivin Boi Bayom, U'Machalkin Boi Bayom. They do not wait till the 14th to give their Matonis Levyonim. The Matonis Levyonim is collected on that day, on the Yom HaKnisa, when they read the Megillah, and on that day they are distributed to the Aniyim. Asks the Gemara, Afal Pisha Omru? What's the term Afal Pisha Omru? Which seems to be that logic would have said that they should not give Matonis Levyonim on the day they read the Megillah. Adarabba, Mishum de Omru. The Lashon should have been because they read the Megillah, that's why we give Matonis Levyonim. Explains the Gemara, Eloi should change the Girsa. Hoyil v'omru. Change it to Hoyil v'omru. Since the Chachomim said Shekforim makdimim liyom haknisa, that the Kforim, the villagers, read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, therefore Goivin boi bayom, they collect the Matonis Levyonim on that day, U'machalkin boi bayom, and they give it out to the Aniyim that day, even though the Yom HaKnisa is not really Purim. However, as far as Matonis Levyonim are concerned, the Chachomim made a takona that it ought to be given and distributed on the day the Megillah is written, because the Aniyim assume that they're going to get their Matonis Levyonim on the day that the Megillah is read. The Braisa adds on, Aval Simcha, but the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, Einu Neheges Elo Bizmano, even the small villages, they have their Sudas Purim on the 14th.